Joining me today is our very own Corey Knoll, as it's, time to mark your calendars once again. The 5th Annual Beer Fest has been set. Corey, can you tell us when and where it's going to take place?
Yeah, this is crazy. We're finally back after a pandemic-induced hiatus. So the last one that we ran, I think, was in 2019. It was June of 2019. And now we are finally back, ready to go. It'll be Saturday, June the 24th, at the ORE Cow Palace, as it has always been in the past. And we are gearing up for that amazing event. We have brought on board the great folks, Proko, and the staff at Our Flames Lounge in Olds, and now the presenting sponsor for the Olds Regional Exhibitions Beer Festival, back again for Saturday, June the 24th.
That is absolutely fantastic. Talk about the lead-up campaign a little bit. What stemmed this idea? What's kind of the thought behind it?
Yeah, so there's a whole group of us that are on this volunteer committee. Tracy Gardner, obviously, with the ORE, spearheads everything, but then there's a bunch of us that are on a volunteer committee, some folks from the Olds College Brewery Program, some folks from the hospitality and tourism industry, and then some that are just kind of fans of this sort of thing. And we get together and we plan this event because the whole craft beer thing has really taken off all over. And so having had this time off since 2019, we really wanted to get the idea back out there to the community that the beer festival is back. It was growing in popularity with each year and became this massive success the last time we ran it. But we were, you know, maybe a little bit of concern that after having some time off that people had forgotten about it. And so we're having a lead-up campaign, as you said, a Save the Date party, which is happening this Thursday night, April the 13th at Our Flames Lounge. And it's all about your opportunity to purchase tickets for the June 24th event. Now, if you were going to purchase your tickets on Eventbrite or at the door, you'd get those for $20. And if you come to Our Flames Lounge this Thursday night, you'll be able to purchase those tickets for just $15. So you're going to have an opportunity to save some money by coming to the pre-party. Now, on top of that, at the pre-party, Olds College has brewed a special cask of beer for this event that is going to be really unique and really special. So an opportunity for you to come and try out something from the Olds College brewery program. And then you're also going to have the opportunity to hear some live music. We've got CKFM Star Search winners Cole Martin and Dustin Farr performing, along with a great local artist, Lisa Green, is going to be performing that night as well. We're going to have door prize giveaways. There's going to be food specials at Our Flames. It's really going to be an incredible party on Thursday night, and it's all about just raising awareness for the Beer Fest coming up in June.
That is obviously a great idea to buy your ticket in advance as well. If people are buying tickets, what are they buying tickets for, Corey? What does a beer festival look like?
Oh, man, it is so cool. If you've never been to something like this, it's a really neat opportunity to find out about what the whole craft beer thing is. People think about craft beer and they think about these dark, heavy stout beers, or they think about these quadruple hopped IPAs that are just so bitter and you can't drink it. That's not what it is. The whole craft beer scene is about independent businesses. They are small businesses within this province. For people who don't know, Alberta grows the best malt barley anywhere in the world. Breweries all over the world, from your big macro breweries, you know, the Coors and Budweisers and all that, they use Alberta malt barley to make their beer because for whatever reason, the soil, everything else here in Alberta, we grow the best malt barley in the world. So you've got this farm-to-table aspect of it where you've got the barley that's right here in the province. They're now starting to actually grow the hops for the beer here in the province. So you've got this really unique farm-to-table aspect. I know in the Olds area specifically, we have a whole bunch of farmers that are specifically malt barley growers. That's what they do. They get to see their barley go from the field to the glass. It's all about from farm to glass in this respect. So you get to see that at the Cow Palace. We're going to have something like 25 different brewers, distillers, meaderies, and even a couple of wineries are going to be involved as well. So whatever it is that you might like to take part in, if you're not necessarily into different styles of beer, maybe you want to try spirits. You've got different companies in the area that make spirits, whether it's a vodka or a whiskey or a gin or something like that, that are going to be there, and they can make you mixed cocktails. If you are more of a wine person, there's going to be some wineries there. Mead is so popular right now. Fallen Timber Meadery, out in the Fallen Timber area, their Mead Hito was a massive, massive success the last time we ran this event, and those kind of things. So there really is something for everyone. Plus, you have the opportunity to talk to the people who make this beverage. You can talk to them about the process of how they made it, And they're going to have different styles for you to try. There's basic things to kind of get you into it that maybe tastes like a really basic, common macro beer that you've tried before. And if you like to try something unique, something special, they'll have things like that. On top of that, at the beer festival, each one of the breweries that's going to be there is making a special cask for that night, and we're going to have a competition, and you get to vote for a People's Choice Award on what your favorite one is, and at the end of the night, they get basically a wrestling belt and a trophy that is the cask competition winner for that year, which is currently held by Yukon Brewery up in Edmonton, and they're the champions right now, but we'll see who is after the event in June. But it's such a cool event. We're also going to have Troy Labicane there DJing, by the way. He's going to be there playing music in June, so it's really just a fun party atmosphere, but also an opportunity for you to try some new things.
Right on. Corey, quickly, for people looking for online information, yes, tickets or links, where should they go?
Olds Regional Exhibition website has got a lot of details. You can also go to our social media channel, which we're finally up and running again. Check out Olds Beer Festival on Facebook and on Instagram as well. And there's all sorts of details on there about where you can go to get your tickets. Yeah, eventbrite.com is going to have your ticket sales coming up as well. But the big thing is, come out Thursday to get your tickets cheaper. You're going to save $5 on your ticket price if you come out Thursday night to Our Flames Lounge in Olds.
Now, find out more details about it, of course, at ckfm.ca/events as well. You'll see Corey there. Have fun, and hopefully we have a fantastic beer fest this summer.
It's going to be an amazing time. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out there.